Hey everybody, this is Brad from Foundry Road. You're about to listen to an insane amount of metal on IRC FM's Metal Monday.
It's Monday! It's time for you metalheads to crank up the volume of your iPod up to 11 on Channel IRC and Trax Radio. IRC presents IRC FM Metal Monday. We have 13 tracks from around the world, including Australia, the US, the UK and Europe. We're going to kick off with an Australian legend now, Dave Evans.
This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
Hey!
Mighty from Melbourne. That was Shift. And I would certainly hope that someone spells their name correctly if they ever get their name onto an automatic or an electronic sign. The song that you heard there from Shift was called This Brutal Embrace. Let me tell you a little bit about Shift. They describe themselves as like Nick Cave being bashed across the skull with Machine Head's 10-ton hammer. They say that they're a different type of beast to most bands. They choose to focus on songwriting and building a fan base online, as opposed to relentless touring and seeking that elusive record deal. They recognise that the face of music is changing and have adapted accordingly, allowing more creative control and a wider spectrum of influences to permeate the music. And they certainly do have a long list of influences, including Alice in Chains, Slayer, Soundgarden, Tool, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Machine Head, Metallica, Nick Cave, and a whole lot more, including people that you wouldn't necessarily think of, such as Bjork. So there you go. That was from Melbourne Shift, and we've got a few more Australian artists coming up later on in the episode. Speaking of Australian artists, Australian legend Dave Evans, formerly, of course, of AC/DC, and you would have probably recognised the first song, Sold My Soul to Rock and Roll. I was very fortunate at the end of last year to be able to interview Dave at some length and in some detail, and he was very honest about his music career. And if you are a person who is in the music game and you're relatively new, or even if you're not, even if you are an AC/DC fan or you're a music fan in general, go ahead and listen to that interview. It's in the IRC FM Metal Monday section at IRCFM.com, and you can listen to that, and you might even learn something from Dave, because over the years Dave has had to learn many things, and he's still out there, he's still touring and playing and everything like that, so he's not resting on his laurels and things like that. He's actually getting out there and still playing hard and that sort of stuff. So I see him every so often on Facebook and that sort of stuff. And who would have thought, when I started music podcasting 2 years ago, two and a half, nearly 3 years ago, that I'd be able to interview someone of the caliber of Dave Evans? Who would have thought? Anywho, we're going to move on from Dave Evans, and we're going to go to another band called Exalt Cycle. Now, of course, many of these bands, it is up to them what they put on their bios and all of that sort of stuff. And so it can be a little bit subjective according to what they actually think they are and how they classify themselves. They're from Milan in Italy. They were born in 2006. They are unique in the Italian underground scene. They basically spent 2007, 2008 and 2009 practically always on stage in Italy and abroad. And in 2009, the new EP, Evasion Therapy, came out. And in 2011, they're going to record a brand new album in Cleveland in the US. So let's hear some Italian metal now. This is Exalt Cycle, and the song we're going to hear from them is A New Day. Not to be confused with the carnival song of the same name. Thank you. Oh yeah, that was quite good. It sounded like it was going to go in one direction from the start, and it got going and it went in totally different direction and ended up somewhere entirely different. There's another couple of songs like that coming up where you listen to it initially, and you might even think, why did you even pick that, Irk? But don't worry, I went through and listened to each of the songs this week as we feature a wide range of artists from around the world. Our next artist, let me tell you a little bit about them. We're going to hear from 12 After. They actually have appeared on my regular Friday show before on IrkFM, IrkFM.com of course, and now they're making an appearance on IrkFM Metal Monday. They're from Central Pennsylvania. They're an original six-person metal/hard rock band based in Central Pennsylvania. They have undergone many changes throughout the years, leading them to what is finally the perfect combination. 12 After were originally formed in 2002 after hundreds of shows, song releases, video releases, and member changes. The band is finally on the path to stardom. They have played beside some of the biggest names in music past and present. Power Man, Tantric, Framing Henley, All That Remains, and many more. And in 2010, last year, 12 After were named Central Pennsylvania's Best New Metal Band by the local 717 Music Awards Committee, and also won the Best Single Award in 2011 for their song Lockdown. So not bad for a group of guys who got together in 2002 as high school friends. So let's crank up some 12 After. Crank it up to 12. And this one I've selected is United We're Alone. This is episode 2 of IrkFM Metal Monday on Channel Irk and Tracks Radio, IrkFM.com.
You are underneath. When that sound comes through.
That was 12 After, who, as I said, have appeared on Irk FM relatively recently, but I thought with Irk FM Metal Monday, what better chance to get them back and play a different song than what I've played before. Speaking of playing a different song to what I have before, we're about to hear from Empirical on the New South Wales Central Coast. Going to turn the air a bit blue, so you might want to crank down the start of this song if the magic F word offends you. And it's going to be it's a bit of a surprise when I first heard it right at the very start of the song. I remember my first time that I actually saw Empirical live down at the Lucky Australian Tavern at St Mary's, which is just down the road from the Channel Lurk studio, and is one of the major places that I go to for my metal here in Sydney. I got out of the car, I was running a bit late for the first couple of support acts, and I heard a massive amount of guitars and drums and a great deal of growling from the car park when I first arrived. And I thought, oh yeah, that sounds awesome, you know, go in and check these guys out. Went to the front of the stage, had a look on stage. There's a rather attractive blonde lady with the microphone in her hand. And I'm thinking, this doesn't compute. Growling equals nice blonde young lady, really? And it did, absolutely it did. And there's no distortion or no pedals or any effects like that. It is her, as this promo will tell you. This is Empirical, and the song that we're going to hear, I am rather a fan of the song Sheep in Goth Clothing, but we're going to hear this song called Hate Me, and as I said, it starts out rather strong. Well, then again, with metal and a song like Hate Me, you shouldn't be surprised, should you?
Hello! This is Kat from Empirical. You're listening to Irk FM. Check us out at www.facebook.com/empiricalmetalband. Peace.
Nothing to me. care. Your opinion means nothing to me. Go ahead and hate me as much as you can. Your opinion means nothing to me.
Interesting example of what can come out of the female mouth when it comes to metal as a, I was going to say as a contrast, but as another example, in a couple of weeks I'll present The Vein, who are also a Sydney band, with a couple of female fronted, with a couple of female vocalists I should say, to give you a bit of a example. And The Vein, they rock anyway, so I don't really need an excuse to play them. But yes, there we go. That was Empirical. Looking forward to seeing them in better weather conditions than the last time I actually saw them. It was about 4 degrees outside, 4 degrees Celsius last time I saw them at a recent Women in Rock and Metal night. And so I'm looking forward to seeing them when it's a bit warmer. We're coming up to the Australian summer here at the end of 2011. And that's when many people get out. There's lots of gigs on, some festivals as well. And so there's many bands that I want to see over the summer. And one of them is Empirical. Might have to do a bit of a road trip up to the central coast of New South Wales. But then again, they also do come down to Sydney as well. Not quite as far from me, but also in the general direction of Empirical, is our next band that we're going to feature as well from Sydney, and that is Gutter Tactic. And I saw them recently at the Valve Bar as part of a massive weekend of music. They've played with some of the local bands that we've had already on IRC FM Metal Monday. They're influenced by bands such as Lamb of God, Killswitch Engage, and Dying Fetus, Metallica, and so on. They have an interesting sound, and the sound might be a little bit different actually, because when I saw them and when I had this track sent to me by Nick, who's the press contact and also the one of the guitarists in the band, he sent me the track. Thank you, Nick. The vocalist has actually moved on, and at the moment they haven't had a gig with their new vocalist. So it'll be interesting to compare what we're about to hear to what we'll hear in the future with a new vocalist. From the northern beaches of Sydney, which is an area of Sydney that is really, really nice. Lots of beaches, lots of sun in the summer. But I don't get up there nearly as often as I should. And I haven't actually been to a metal gig up on the northern beaches. Here is Gutter Tactic, formed in 2010. And the song that we're going to hear from them is called Form. You're listening to IRC FM Metal Monday, episode number 2.
Yeah.
Looking for great quality, independent and unsigned music? You found it on Trax Radio, now featuring IRC FM, down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on IRCFM.com and TraxRadio.com every Friday and Saturday.
All right, people, listen up. This is Glenn from Very Live Entertainment. A little bit of news on VMX 2011. All right, it's coming on December 17th. It's at the Lucky Australian Tavern in St. Mary's. On the lineup so far that we can announce, we have Amodus, Foundry Road, Ill Content, Jaded Empire, and a whole lot more news on its way soon.
Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to IRC FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right. We'll be right back.
I'm sure Brad from Foundry Road, who introduced this episode, thanks, Bradles, would have enjoyed the drum work in that particular song. That was another Sydney metal band that I haven't seen before. They are called Friar Rush, and they describe themselves as melodic progressive metal. To put that into some sort of context or perspective, Send Itself, who we had on last week, they described themselves as progressive metal, and I have seen on at least one Foundry Road bio where they've described themselves as melodic metal. So if you sort of combine Foundry Road and Send Itself together, you sort of get Friar Rush according to that sort of bio. I don't necessarily get it. Wasn't a bad song. Don't get me wrong. Wasn't a bad song. Wasn't the hardest song that will ever feature on Irk FM Metal Monday. But then again, if the band says they're metal, and you know there were definitely some metallic parts in there. That's for sure. Really enjoyed the drum work there, and that particular song sort of lulled you into a false sense of security, because there's not very many metal bands that have a keyboard player. Empirical, that we heard a bit earlier, they have a keyboard player, and they definitely do some good things there. And at the start of that track you heard some nice keyboards there as well, and then all of a sudden the track changed and it got a little bit harder. Speaking of getting a little bit harder, we're going to hear from a group now, and they are called Can A Bus Dream. They describe themselves as being metal, punk, and thrash. They are from Texas in the US. I love their record label. Record label, Kick Ass Metal Records. And their website is thestonernation.com. So that might give you a bit of an idea about some of their influences. But so we're going to go ahead with some great metal now from the US. Haven't featured a lot of US metal so far, but then again, that will change over the coming weeks. Can A Bus Dream, and that's a question, not a statement, by the way. This is The Sinner from Texas, because everything is bigger in Texas, although you don't necessarily associate Texas with metal, but this might change your mind. We'll be right back.
This is Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to Work FM's Metal Mondays.
Hey everybody, this is Brad from Foundry Road. You're about to listen to an insane amount of metal on Work FM's Metal Monday.
From Denmark, that was Infinity Overture. I didn't see these guys while I was over in Denmark, but I found them tonight, and so I thought I'd give them a play. The song that we heard there was called Wonderland. Let's tell you a little bit about Infinity Overture. They were founded in 2005, so they've been around on the scene for about 6 years now. Their debut, Kingdom of Utopia, was released on Lion Music in November 2009 and won critical acclaim from press worldwide. They promoted the debut with some live shows in Denmark. And so that is quite cool. Of course, if you would like to find out more about any of these bands, you can click on to the links on the show notes at irkfm.com and just go into the Metal Monday section. Their latest piece of, or one of their latest pieces of work, is The Infinite Overture Part 1. Was released on Lion Music on the 21st of January. They have also had a couple of guest appearances on that new album, including Fabio Leon from Rhapsody of Fire and Amanda Somerville from Camelot and Edge Guy. So that is quite cool as well. So that was Infinity Overture from Denmark. So we're starting to get a little bit European at the moment, and we're going to go to Chill. And Chill are a metal band from Finland. Their very first formation was in 1995, but it wasn't until 2006 that there was a steady lineup. In 2008, the band released their debut album, Controlled Chaos, and in 2010, their promo In Your Spine Sees Light. And so where did I say they were from? They were from Finland, some Finnish metal. They blend catchy grunge-driven rock and modern metal with a twist. Slightly psychotic vocals and monster metal riffs mixed with plenty of catchy hooks and melodies that will leave you wanting more. Let's see exactly how they go on that front. This is Chill with Rotten Apples here on IrkFM Metal Monday, episode number 2. On Channel Irk and Tracks Radio, irkfm.com. Rotten Apples by Chill.
Oh,
This one's for you, Dead Man. And that one goes out to Scott from Dead Man Industries, who is a local guy doing his best to get behind the local metal scene here through the provision of merchandise. And when I saw this song on my music supplier Airplay Direct with the band name of Hangman, I thought, yes, I have to play that song for Scott with the whole Dead Man Industries thing. One of the icons or one of the logos that Scott uses as a part of his business, and the t-shirts are actually quite popular, is basically a hangman on the side of a of a side of a t-shirt. And of course, Dead Man Industries and Channel Lurk do not promote suicide or anything like that. But the shirts are actually quite cool, quite hilarious, and I'm actually waiting to get one of my one of those particular sorts of shirts myself. So when I saw Hangman, I thought, yeah, that one has to go out to Scott for sure. That was called Remember Death by Hangman. And Hangman was originally formed in the spring of 1997 to play heavy metal. They recorded two demos in 1998 and 1999 and booked themselves a few concerts. After their second gig together, they decided to call it off. Fast forward to autumn 2005, the band relocated and they were reunited with only one original member. Their new material was heavier and more mature. And so just before they hit the studio for a brand new promo and a brand new demo, they contacted the original guitarist and he was more than willing to come back. In December 2006, they silently hanged their vocalist and got a replacement. And so they have released their new debut album called The Gallows, which is quite appropriate really for a band called Hangman. And they are also from Finland, so a bit more Finnish metal for you. Now, of course, here on IRC FM Metal Monday, if you are in a band or if you know of a band whose music I should be playing, you can contact me and you can submit your music, or you can tell me about a metal band that you know and I'll be more than happy to look into it for you. One of my major supporters on IRC FM ever since IRC FM started and before that, and including IRC FM Metal Monday, is Rolly from the Dark Compass and the Dark Compass Metal Show in the UK. Recently got to meet up with him during my epic European vacation, which was absolutely awesome. Went on a pub crawl, got epically drunk, met up with a few members of the music podcasting fraternity in the UK, and that was really, really cool. Before I left to go on the vacation, when Rolly heard about IRC FM Metal Monday, he sent me a whole heap of metal tracks for me to check out and to play and to share with you. And so what I'd like to do each week is to present one of those tracks, because Rolly has been music podcasting basically for as long as podcasting's been around. He's nearly at episode 500 of his main show, Dark Compass, and he's recently released his latest episode of the Dark Compass Metal Show, almost 2 hours of metal on that particular episode. We won't be going that long, although if I don't stop talking, we'll be getting there very, very shortly. So what I thought I'd do is present a track for you that Rolly has sent forward to me. And we're going to hear from Octoberphile. They are from the UK. They have toured around. They've been in the music scene for quite some time. They released their debut recording back in April 2004. It was a 3-track EP entitled How to Lose Friends and Alienate People. The EP was well acclaimed, with most media agreeing that the band has talent and that they make good rockin' tunes. And that sounds really good. So let's hear a bit of Octoberphile. Out of all the music that Rolly sent me, I thought, it is October, Rocktober, and I thought, well, a band with the name Octoberphile, you have to play it in October, don't you, apart from anything else. The song we're about to hear is going to be called Crawl. And then following that, we have our last song of the episode, which I also believe that I heard first on the Dark Compass Show, if not the Dark Compass Metal Show. But I'll be back with that very, very shortly. This is Octoberphile with Crawl. G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
I love Insomnia Radio.
Insomnia Radio Australia!
Hell yeah!
Keep it rock.
Australia.insomniaradio.net.
Mummy? Yes, dear. Mummy, I think I've just been bitten. Bitten? Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
Hello, everybody. This is Roly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, and you're listening to Urk's Metal Monday.
I'd finish off the episode with some Norwegian metal there. That was Animal Alpha with their song called Bundy. I'm sure I've heard that on Dark Compass before as well. Absolutely awesome way to finish the episode. Animal Alpha are from Norway. Melodic.net said that they're back. Perhaps the best rock band to ever come out of Norway. Animal Alpha are competing with TNT, Vagabond and Audrey Horn at the Throne. The reviewer couldn't hold back their excitement over their debut album Pheromones in 2005, and the band does not disappoint with their later album You Pay for the Whole Seat But You'll Only Need the Edge. Well, that's not actually a bad name for a song. So that is Animal Alpha from Norway. So I hope you've enjoyed the music on this week's episode of ERK FM Metal Monday. Don't forget, I'll be back next Monday with some more metal. If you also enjoy your music, not necessarily at 11, check out ERK FM on Friday. Each and every Friday, music down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday. The music on this episode of ERK FM was supplied by the artist directly and also by Juice Management and Promotion, Airplay Direct, Diminished Pitch Entertainment, and of course Rolly from Dark Compass. We heard from Dave Evans and Shift, both from Australia. We heard from Exalt from Milan in Italy, 12 After from Pennsylvania in the US, Empirical from the Central Coast of New South Wales, Gutter Tactic from the Northern Beaches of New South Wales, Friar Rush from Sydney, Canna Bus Dream from Texas, Welcome to Infinity from Denmark, Chill and Hangman both from Finland, October Fire from the UK, and Animal Alpha from Norway. I'll be back next week. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. All music is used with permission from the artist directly or under various agreements with various music content providers. See you next week. Keep your music at 11. I'm Erk. Good night, Interweb. Rayleigh!